T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's my second favorite pick from this Steelers draft class. Presley Harvin, a punter. Because
it's my favorite pick.
What?
Because I think they're going to be doing a lot of punting this year. And I want to watch an entertaining punter.
You're such a smartass. You know that? You really are. What? And then you wonder why people hate you. That's your analysis for why.
I know why they hate
That's
me.
Your analysis for why you like to pick the Steelers offense sucks. So let's get ready for a fun punter.
No, I do think he's not my favorite pick. I think I'm going to choose to be very optimistic about Kendrick Green and assume
why?
That he's going to be able to take over
but
as
why
their
center.
Why
are you choosing to be optimistic? You don't choose to be optimistic about a lot of things. What makes you just pick arbitrarily to get optimistic about Kendrick Green of all people?
Mainly the fact that I wanted them to take at least one offensive lineman in the first 3 rounds, preferably 2, so mm-hmm. I'm going to back that guy just on principle because I would like to be right. Now, granted, I'll be sort of wrong. They'll say, oh, we got our starting center in the 3rd round. Joke's on you, idiot. But that's enough. That's still good enough for me that they would draft a center. They would do something.
But there's not anything about the player's profile.
I like how athletic he is. I do like that he's very quick, and I do like that it seems like he fits. Explosive player, nasty player. They're at least trying to draft a guy, it seems, that has traits that everyone says their line coach, their new guy, likes. I still can't get by the fact, by the way, that they all thought Sean Surrett was way in over his head. And everyone's gushing about Adrian Clem. But it's the classic, the Steelers just don't do things this way. Mm-hmm. They didn't just fire Sean Surrett when things started to go bad last year.
I have doubts about the Steelers developing linemen since Munchak left. And so that's why when we're talking about raw players, my antenna goes up more than it used to because I would trust Munchak.
I don't think
Munchak.
It's raw. It's a position change
for
him more than anything.
That's what I mean. Green is raw at center.
It's kind of an arrogant pick in that way. It's like saying we took a guy who played I think it was like 211 snaps at center, and we think we're going to make him a center.
So here's how I ranked my picks. Not based on like who I think the best player is, but the value down the line. My favorite pick to their least favorite pick. They made 9. I have Freiermuth 1, because I think he can be an all-pro. And he's undervalued because of what happened at Penn State last year and getting injured and not having a pro day. So he's one
for
me.
You're bullish on him for sure.
I have Harvin the punter too, because I think he's going to fill in for Barry immediately, and I think he's going to be their punter until the two of us are 50.
That would be kind of fun.
I have Kendrick Green 3. Mm-hmm. I have Dan Moore 4. Mm-hmm. I have Quincy Roche 5.
Okay.
I have Trey Norwood 6. Buddy Johnson 7, Isaiah Loudermilk 8, and Najee Harris 9.
You're putting Harris below Loudermilk, which is wrong. They traded up to get Loudermilk, who was like the 29th ranked defensive lineman in this class, in a weak class of defensive linemen. I know the point you're trying to make here, but you're going overboard by at least one. Loudermilk is the worst pick that they made because they traded up to get a guy most people thought was like not very good to begin with. I don't care that it happened in the middle rounds.
Yeah, see, I do.
I don't care that it happened on day 3.
It happened in the fifth round.
A pick.
Well, yeah,
Tom
so
Brady
was taking a running back.
In the 6th round.
So was taking a running back.
Antonio
in the
Brown's
round.
A 6th rounder. Kelvin Beachum was a 4 or not Kelvin Beachum. Kevin Dotson was a 4th rounder. Like, I'm not going to give them credit. because it was on the
third
day.
What kind of credit am I giving him? I'm ranking it the eighth out of their ninth picks.
He's,
what are you talking about?
He's nine out of nine. Najee Harris will objectively be a better NFL player than Isaiah Loudermilk.
Of course he will. Of course he will. But one is the 24th pick and one is like almost pick 200.
Yeah, 156 isn't – it's almost closer to 100 than 200, but let's not split hairs.
It rounds up to 200 if you're going to pick 100.
Barely.
Okay.
Anyway, you know what? I'll just troll people and say Presley Harvin is my favorite pick.
Okay.
I'm going to put Green to Friermuth because Ray got me all screwed up saying Friermuth now. Okay. Friermuth, 3. I'm with you that Friermuth is going to be – I'm with you in part there. I think he's going to be good. I don't think all pro is in his future, but, hey, I've been wrong before. I think Roche is 4 because it seems like he's the opposite of Loudermilk. Like, they got this potential steal in terms of value and what he could bring to the table. Dan Moore, I don't really understand. I've seen some people say, oh, in a less deep draft for tackles, he'd have been off the board on day 2. And I've seen other people say, why did they draft him in the 4th round and not later? God, this is going to make you mad. I'll put Najee Harris after Roche.
Okay.
I'll put Harris 5th. I'll put Moore 6th. Buddy Johnson 7th because that's developmental. Norwood 8th. Loudermilk 9th. And I'll say that, why can I not think of the last name? Shakur from
Brown.
Michigan State. Brown, yeah. I saw you be optimistic about him as an undrafted free agent because he was so well graded and it was inexplicable that he didn't get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
I automatically feel like this is the situation, though, where if he had been drafted by a team that develops corners better, you'd see like future undrafted, you know, all pro Shakur Brown. Because he got drafted by the Steelers, who couldn't develop a corner if their lives depended on it, I'm going to assume that his career is in the toilet, even though by rights it looks like they might have gotten a steal there.
I think his agent directed him towards the Steelers because there's not much. No, I mean, because I think his agent is probably thinking you can make this team. You just got to beat out Justin Lane or you know, Brian St. Pierre or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Man, you had some trouble with that on the Sports Showdown last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
With James Pierre.
James Pierre.
Did you end up getting a Jason Pierre Paul out there?
Called him Pierre Maguire. I just was all over the map there. Yeah, I think you're right that the Steelers' history with corners is just abhorrent, but I still have not heard a good reason for why the guy went completely undrafted when everyone in the draft had him as a consensus top 100 player, and Mel Kiper had him the best available guy for, like, all of Saturday. The entire day, his name was just sitting there as his best player out there, and everyone...
So everyone kept passing over it. You haven't heard from anybody? Like,
he ran a
4.6.
He was one of the slowest corners on pro day. He's smaller.
Didn't Sertan only run like a 4.47, which I know is faster than a 4.6, but like Sertan isn't a fast guy. I know he's a way better player. But
Pro Football Focus said that Brown was the best cover corner in the Big Ten last year. The entire league. Now, I don't think Sean Wade played at Ohio State, right? He sat out, and that hurt his
Correct.
Draft stock. So yeah. It's not like there was a hugely, you know, there was no, you know, top 20 pick. Well, I guess Newsom. I guess the Northwestern corner that the Browns picked in the first round. He was the 26th pick. PFF said this guy was better last year.
Sean Wade did play last year. He played a different position for Ohio State. He was like I want to say he was a slot corner for them last
year. All right,
year,
either
he did
way.
Something like that, yeah.
No, you know what happened? No, he opted out and opted back in. That's the story there. I get those guys confused. Guys that said they
wasn't
were
he the one
play,
that people thought that
and
they
did.
Wasn't he the one people thought should have left school early? Like there was something that I read about him, or maybe I'm confusing him with a different Ohio State cornerback. I don't know.
The Loudermilk thing. Just for one more go round on that, just one more chance to, you know, punch back on that decision. Before the draft started, Schefter made this big presentation on ESPN, like an hour before the draft. They took a break from nonstop Aaron Rodgers coverage for him to say one thing that he was hearing from people around the NFL is that the 2022 draft picks were gold. Because this year was so hard to evaluate that next year will be more of a traditional draft and therefore those picks will be more valuable because people have a better idea
right.
about how to rank guys and everything else. And then you trade a full round, you trade a fourth to get a pick in the fifth, and it's for a guy that, like, no one knows what position
poorly
he's supposed
regarded.
To play.
Let's just be honest. He's poorly regarded, and yeah, they don't know. Like, people thought when they drafted him, oh, is he a stand-up edge rusher for them in a 3-4? Oh, no. He's going to get a lot heavier and play as a down lineman for us. By the way, the funny thing is about the 2022 picks, I feel like that's based in the idea that, oh, we'll do a better job, those picks are gold because we'll have more access, is these guys giving themselves way too much credit as a collective for how they are at talent evaluation. It'll be real funny if 2021's picks, where they had the lowest amount of information possible, end up all being great. And then we all start wondering if these guys are really right. as good at this as we think.
Well, that's
think
just
they are.
Like how they said football was going to be sloppy this year because there was no training camp and it looked pretty much the
God,
same
it
to
happens.
Me.
That is, of all the things people say that rings the least true, that is the one. That's the dumbest bit of conventional wisdom that gets trotted every year. Oh, with less workouts and less practices, it's going to be real sloppy football. And even if it is, not one soul notices after week two. Not one.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. Coming up next, let's get your calls on who you thought the best pick was by the Steelers. The pick you like the most, the one you don't like. If the Steelers did something you hate in this draft, here's your chance to chime in. Sound off on it. 412-928-9370. We got Steiny at the controls. He's a little bit more loosey-goosey with callers than Craig. He's going to give you a chance to rant or vent. 412-928-9370. The Steelers pick you like, the one you don't, the one you're excited for. If there's a pick that you're still ticked off about, 412-928-9370. It's the PM Team on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.